This recording, New Zealand 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, men have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Other men have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but reflection by the raindrops which causes the rainbow. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the water drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green lights when mixed form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I saw a movie on, when was it, Saturday night, called The Blair Witch Project. It was the scariest movie I've ever seen in my whole life. I've never seen a movie that could make you feel an emotion so strongly. It was about three film students who go into the forest to film a documentary about the Blair Witch, which was like a legend in the town of Blair. They ended up going into the forest and not thinking anything would happen. And in the end, they were sort of haunted by something, but they didn't know what it was. And they didn't see anything. The witch, if it was a witch, left things. And they could hear noises at night. And what else? Things ran around outside the tent, but when they went out there, there was nothing there. And eventually they lost the map, and so they were stuck in the woods. And one of them disappeared, and in the end they all die. But it was an amazing movie, and most people think it's a true story, so they get even more freaked out than I was, but it's not a true story. The way they filmed it was they got three actors and gave them a camera each, two cameras, and sent them out into the woods and left scripts for them with maps all over the place, so it was, most of it was quite improvised. They didn't have an exact script, which is probably why it was so real and gave you such a sense of fear. But, yeah, that was the best movie I've ever seen.